Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Bishop Michael Fisher of the Buffalo Diocese is joining us live this morning. Bishop, thanks for the time. You're hosting a community gathering later this morning in Niagara Square in response to the high level of violence that's been occurring recently in Buffalo and Western New York. This is not something that I can ever remember a bishop from the diocese doing before. How did this come about?
Well, thank you for speaking to me this morning, Susan, Brian. Yes, it's an opportunity, I think, for us to gather as a faith community with our civic leaders as well as our community to address in the way that we can best do that as certainly faith leaders, and that's through prayer. That's what our gathering at 11:30 here in Buffalo will be about. I've lived in three wonderful cities all my life, Baltimore, Washington, D.C., and now Buffalo. I've been here 6 months, and I love the city. And it's sad to see, and certainly it has the same issues and concerns and troubles that our other cities have. And I think it's important that we come together with this proliferation of violence and look for solutions to those things that plague, you know, our cities. We need to pray for those our victims of violence and those who protect us. I think of our law enforcement and our EMTs, our nurses who work in the emergency rooms. You know, we need to be praying for all of them. They're working hard in difficult situations. But we also, as church leaders, can organize. I think we have resources, Catholic Charities here in our own diocese, I think, tries to address those very immediate needs of our community. But we need to come together to look for solutions, to bring peace, to pray for peace in our community. So I just feel passionate about that, and when I have heard just over and over in the news shootings of young people, young babies, it breaks your heart, and we can't just sit back and do nothing. We need to get out there and pray, but also to walk the walk.
Yeah, and I think it's kind of been lost sight in what role, not just the Catholic Church, but all faiths and all churches in the area can play a role in, maybe it's not reducing violence directly, but building bridges, kind of giving those lifelines and making connections in the community that help with the greater problem. And faith-based organizations, as mentioned, whether that's the Catholic Church, whether that's a different organization, they all can play a big role.
Absolutely. And that's what we're good at. We're good at creating community. We're good at bringing families together and trying to at least address those problems that affect us as human beings. We, you know, our teaching is that every human being is sacred and has dignity in God's eyes, and from the womb to the grave, and all in between there, and that's what we work to. That's our gospel values, and I think we need to present that to lift up our public communities.
Bishop, have you done anything like this in your previous roles in Baltimore or in Washington, D.C.?
Well, certainly I have, as a pastor, I've been very much involved in social concerns areas, mostly on the end of charities. You know, I've worked with our as a pastor, I had a St. Vincent de Paul Society that tried to address homelessness, unemployment, and those. So on that side of things, I think we also had we tried to keep close relationships with our political leaders and our communities to again keep them focused on housing, you know, affordable housing and those sort of things. So it was really more of that sort of pastoral end. I've never been really one to go out and march. I have certainly been to a number of rallies and things like that, but mostly, you know, I try to focus on providing, how do we provide the resources to address the again the basic needs of our people.
Is it harder now, after everything the diocese has been through, to kind of rally members, rally the laity, so to speak, around causes like this?
I don't think so. I think that's what our people want to see us focused on. You know, again, I don't want to minimize problems that we have as a diocese and in our church. But we need to be focused on. We have very deep issues in our society and in our communities, and the church has always been there. That's what we do best is helping people and hopefully trying to, I guess, again, address their dignity. Again, the most important thing we do, and everything we believe, has to start with prayer. I think that's the beginning today, hopefully, is to bring prayer to this, and then let the Holy Spirit enlighten what we do after.
Bishop, do you have a relationship with other pastors in the community outside of the Buffalo Diocese, say with Eastside pastors?
I am trying to establish, as you know, I'm new. I've been here 6 months. I have had several meetings with various ecumenical groups, and I want to deepen that. I come from an ecumenical family. Three quarters of my family are Protestant. The other are Catholic. So even within my family, I know I've had a great interest in those kinds of relations, ecumenical and interfaith relationships. So I hope to establish more deeper friendships and cooperation with those groups here. So I'm really kind of at the beginning stages of that. And I hope today's event at 11:30 will to be a beginning of that too.
Hey, Bishop, we appreciate the time this morning, and good luck later on today with that rally. That's Bishop Michael Fisher, the Buffalo Diocese, who's trying to do something, rally the community to create more peace instead of violence later on today.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.